بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. Yesterday we did a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two words this hadith got, but beautiful in meaning. قَفْلَةٌ كَغَزْوَةٍ. That a person returning from jihad is like going out in jihad. In other words, like how going out is meritorious, how going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in jihad is noble. The act of returning also back to one's family is also noble. Here we explain returning after the battle or returning when there were no battle took place. Sometimes you go out, there's no battle, Allah ta'ala makes it such that the Muslims are victorious without any battle. So either the battle finished or person returned without any battle taking place. This act of returning also is something that is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How a person is rewarded going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in His kindness, in His clemency, in His mercy rewards a person when he's returning home. And the niyat a man has when he's returning home is, I'm going to prepare to come out again. This is what a Muslim, this is the spirit of the Muslim, and this is how a Muslim thinks all the time, is that Allah ta'ala is giving me this opportunity to prepare to come out again. So today's hadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi also brought a hadith that explains a similar concept but in a different angle. An Isai bin Yazid radiyallahu anhu qal, lamma qadima an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min ghazwati tabuk talaqahu an-nas fatalaqaytuhu ma'a as-sibyani ala thaniyati al-wada', rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin sahihin bi hadha al-lafz, wa rawahu al-Bukhari qala dhahabna natalaqa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma'a as-sibyan ila thaniyati al-wada'. Isai bin Yazid radiyallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned from the expedition of Tabuk, the people went to meet him and I went with some children to meet him at Taniyatul Wada. So here we see that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was returning, people went to meet him. Like how it is an act of nobility for a person to be leaving and going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this act of nobility of returning, people went up to Taniyatul Wada and they went to receive Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, your going was noble, your going was meritorious, your coming over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also meritorious. Like that for the believers also, the act of returning is also something that is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we explained, which boss in the world will ever pay a person for going home? Which boss in the world will ever pay for a person for the time that he's spending at home? Ya Allah ta'ala's kindness on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kindness on us. And even after a person finished the job and is returning home, he's still getting reward, so long as the niyat is right, that he's returning home for the right reasons. We'll do one more short hadith for today. An Abi Umama radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man lam yakhzu aw yujahhiz ghaziyan aw yakhluf ghaziyan fi ahlihi bi khayrin asabahu Allahu bi qari'atin qabla yawm al-qiyamah, rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin sahihin. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one does not go out in jihad, nor equips a mujahid, nor sees to the need of the mujahid's family, Allah will afflict him with a calamity before the day of Qiyamah. This hadith here is showing us the importance of jihad, that if a person, we'll repeat the hadith inshallah and then we'll give more explanation, that a person doesn't take care of the family of a mujahid, he himself doesn't go out in jihad, nor does this person see to the need of a mujahid's family. So he doesn't equip the mujahid, he doesn't go out in jihad, nor does he see to the needs of a mujahid's family, Allah will afflict him with a calamity before the day of Qiyamah. So here this is a warning that Muslims who abandon jihad will be afflicted with a calamity because of the deficiency of a wajib aspect of Islam. Up till recently, up till now, how many of us really gave this aspect of jihad its importance? But yet we can see such high importance Islam has given it. Tomorrow we'll do, inshallah, the hadith comes, the different aspects and the different levels of jihad. We did it before, but we'll just recap it tomorrow, inshallah, again, to get an idea of the different levels of jihad and see where we find ourselves. Are we just content with our business? Are we just content with our life? And sometimes it's a life of sin, a life of entertainment, nothing more than that, as though we are just living for this world. Allah Ta'ala has created us for a more greater purpose. Allah Ta'ala has created us for a more noble purpose. So this is something that needs reflection by us continuously. So just to translate this hadith again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one does not go out in jihad, in other words, himself. Secondly, no, he equips a mujahid. Person couldn't go out, at least he could equip and assist someone that is out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. No, sees to the need of the mujahid's family, Allah will afflict him with a calamity before the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explained that when there's warnings like this of some punishment, it shows that the level of command is a high level. High level, in other words, wajib or faras. If it wasn't of that high level, then there wouldn't be any punishment attached to the command. When there's a punishment attached to a command, it shows that it's wajib and above. So therefore, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going out in the path of Allah ta'ala, is a very important aspect of our deen. And we explained yesterday that if it wasn't for this aspect of jihad, striving and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it would be such that the Muslims throughout the ages would have just been mowed over, walked over, and people would have just taken them. But because of this beautiful aspect of jihad, one aspect that Allah ta'ala has kept in our deen, it serves as a hifazat, as a protection for the people also, and it serves as a hifazat, as a protection for the deen also. So therefore, we must take our time daily and make dua for those mujahideen that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua for their families, and make dua for all those people that are assisting in whichever way they can to help and assist the mujahideen. One is, we can't be there ourselves, but our heart is there. How Allah ta'ala can make it such, even if we get an opportunity at some point in our life, that we can also go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will reward a person based on his niyat. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil.